Antelope Island has recently been recognized by the International Dark Sky Association. The stars are shining bright at Utah State Parks. Next on Western Life Radio.
Ricky, my man.
Hey, headed out on the lake, I see. These fish aren't going to catch themselves, am I right? Got some brewskis from a broski.
No, thank you. That's illegal.
What? Come on, aren't you the guy that wrestled the buffalo on Antelope Island?
First of all, they're called bison, and I was delivering a breech calf.
Wow, come on, man. I'll trade you this sixer of suds for that life jacket.
A real man always wears his life vest. And he never partakes of alcohol while operating a boat. Everyone knows that.
Not everybody does.
Everybody knows that.
You got me.
Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woohoo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov. Check out the stars at Antelope Island and other fine state parks. Eugene Swalberg with Utah State Parks and Recreation has the big news.
Antelope Island received word back that they are being granted dark sky status by the International Dark Sky Association. So we're really quite excited. And isn't it funny, something as simple as the dark sky, and you're thinking, well, everyone goes out and looks up. But not everyone gets the opportunity to go out and look up and see the sky without the light infusion. And like anything in light, you don't see the stars in the afternoon because the light is, you can't see them. So if you can get yourself in a position to shade some of that light, you can see things that you haven't seen in a long time. It's really quite magical. And it is becoming quite the tourist draw, particularly for some of our other remote parks off the Wasatch Front at Dead Horse Point State Park and at Goblin Valley State Park. People come long distances to experience these dark skies. And like I say, in Utah, we're blessed with state parks having that designation and national parks. And so you can experience it at different locations. Like I say, it's quite fun and it's magical. And you're thinking, wow, the simple pleasures in life that sometimes we let escape us. I know that they have some things that are happening down at Snow Canyon State Park. They're having some moonlight hikes.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.